Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The president of the Timmins Chamber of Commerce is asking the health unit what its member businesses have to do so that the COVID-19 emergency break can be released. President Melanie Vero is asking for guidance in a letter to Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Leanne Catton. With the rest of the province starting to open up on Friday, Vero says she's just looking for metrics to meet. Many of her members are worried that people will head to Sudbury, New Liskeard, and North Bay to shop.
We certainly do want to discourage inter and outer regional travel and try to keep people local here, continue to buy local, and just stay with it a little bit longer.
Catton has overridden the provincial plan for her territory due to ongoing high COVID-19 case numbers. The coast is our regional hotspot again for cases. Of the 17 new ones reported today, 11 are in the James Bay, Hudson Bay area. The other six are in Timmins. 29 have moved from the active category over to resolved. The total number during the pandemic is 1,673. Using a stolen credit card is a crime, and Timmins police are looking for a young man they allege tried to do just that back on May 17th. It happened at the Circle K convenience store in Schumacher. If you recognize him from the photo on our website, police ask you to call. The city is using government money to make it a bit easier for Timmins residents to get out and get some exercise. The $318,000 will extend the multi-use path along Airport Road all the way to River Park Road. It will also paint markings for designated bike lanes along Terrio Boulevard to Jubilee Avenue and along Jubilee to Pine Street. Anecdotally, at least, there are a lot of moths and butterflies in our region lately. Actually and scientifically, though, maybe not. We checked with the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry. It says that a peak in their diversity is noticed every June. The abundance can vary from one year to the next, and 2021 might simply be a good year. Finally, this afternoon, no one won last night's record Lotto Max draw, so the $70 million jackpot will still be up for grabs on Friday. There will also be 50 Max Million prizes of $1 million each. Good luck, and don't forget your favorite radio news guy. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.